Hello and welcome to VHTB. This is your guide to talent, culture, and the finance side of space startup ecosystem. My name is Justice Killian, and I'm a partner at Space Capital. I'm joined today by Seika Major at Ad Astra Talent Advisors
Hello.
and Matt Jurtzen from Better Everyday Studios.
Hello.
So today, I think we've got a really fun question, particularly heading, with the new year. So we're all thinking about career development. I've done hundreds of conversations with business leaders, engineers, throughout their, career progression, sort of reflecting on what have been the key, moments or key sort of drivers that help them sort of separate from the group. And consistently, what I hear is mentorship has been so important. And it's not just mentorship at the earliest stages of their career. It's mentorship all the way through, even when you're at the executive level, but that mentorship changes. And so I think today, what I'd really like to talk about with the group is what's the role of mentorship in accelerating career growth? And how have we seen that mentorship change over the course of, an individual's career? Who wants to go first?
I'll throw something out there because I loved this mentorship question because it really reminded me of a few years ago. I was talking to a really experienced engineering consultant. They work with a lot of the companies that we all work with as an advisor. And this was maybe a year, not 9 months, a year into the pandemic when everybody was working from home, especially in LA, everybody was working from home. And one of the things that he said was, he kind of jokingly said, in about 10 or 15 years, you do not want to be in any large buildings, or you do not want to be in any large buildings that are designed today. Because basically, according to him, like all of engineering was about mentorship. It was about being around the more experienced engineers earlier in your career. And these new engineers that were entering into these companies were sitting at home. Maybe they were doing tasks and they were figuring out how to do the thing that they needed to do, but they weren't hearing about the next thing they needed to do, or they weren't getting a trick of how to do the thing faster. And so I just thought it was interesting is from this person's mind, and basically what he does is consult to train people. Like that's he what he does is training engineers. And in his mind, a huge portion of what it takes to become a successful engineer specifically is being around other engineers and almost that informal mentorship that happens when you're all together. I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting point that he made.
To echo that a little bit, I've interviewed a handful in my work. I'm interviewing people all the time. Some of them are coming from startups. Most of them are coming from startups. But some of them are coming from the legacy organizations of Boeing's, Northrop's, Raytheon's. And I remember speaking to a few people who were at the legacy organizations who have said to me, how could I possibly work at a startup? When I'm here, I can walk down the hall and talk to somebody who's been the expert on this thing for decades. How could I learn that at a 10-person company, right? And it's just a very different perspective than a lot of startups take, but it's in the same vein of how are individuals gaining mentors, both, yeah, Justice, in response to your question, like what is the role of of mentorship, and then how does one get a mentor is another piece of the puzzle, right? Because there are official mentorship programs that some organizations will implement, and I think there've been some studies on pretty great outcomes with things like that, but not all of them have the resources to implement something. And I think that in it, the mentorship relationships that I've experienced myself and that I've witnessed other people have great success with, part of what's so valuable is the direct application of technical skills, like you're talking about, Matt, and this gentleman that you're speaking with is reflecting on, right? Being able to ask the literal nuts and bolts questions. And it's also about the career acceleration, a topic that we've echoed in past episodes, but the communication elements and the soft skills that can be sometimes, frankly, trickier than the nuts and bolts questions, right? How do I manage my emotions in this complex professional situation I'm in? And how do I manage that in a professional way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I actually think that there's almost like two levels of sort of engagement that we're talking about here. One is very specific to sort of building and learning from sort of that direct knowledge. And that's almost more of an apprenticeship model, right? Where the best engineers want to learn and work with other really great engineers. I mean, venture is largely an apprenticeship model. You learn by doing from other people. More and more it's become sort of published and there is an ability to actually go out and like learn more broadly. But there's so many unexpected variables that come up and so much pattern recognition in venture investing that it really is that sort of collective observation over decades of time, learning from somebody who's more senior that can help you then understand what are the critical patterns to observe. And so that's why, you know, that apprenticeship is so valuable. I imagine that's also the case in, you know, important engineering problems. People who built spacecraft, put that capability on orbit. You know, what are the biggest challenges that you've seen? How do I see around sort of the corners and, you know, avoid the mistakes that, you know, other engineers or other investors or other business leaders have made? Right. And so that apprenticeship, and then there is like probably a more informal type of sort of mentorship where it's those advice questions around, you know, I'm thinking about graduate school. I'm thinking about a career change. I'm thinking about, you know, taking a little bit of time off to, you know, focus on certain personal, you know, needs or priorities. And I think in both cases, through the conversations I've had, through my own experiences, it feels to me like most, like the best of those relationships are often informal. And they're often sort of proactive, like an awareness around, hey, I want to learn something. I see this in you, you know, boss or engineer or, you know, partner who runs a firm. You know, can I just ask you some questions? Very simple, very easy, very lightweight, low expectations. And that's where I've seen it, you know, a real willingness to pick up and spend time and not these high expectations of a formal ongoing conversation, something that you pay to access. I don't know. What do you two think about that?
I love that you mentioned that, because that was one of the things I wanted to bring up to anybody listening, is to kind of blow up this idea of what it even means to be a mentor or a mentee, especially in today's world. I don't know if I've ever had an official mentor, but I've had lots of mentors, and there's so, and it just depends on how you want to phrase it. But these days there's so many people who are putting out hundreds of hours of YouTubes or podcasts, dozens of books. You know, the biggest way I have leveled up in my career is by selecting a topic that I want to learn about, picking like three books that I want to focus on in that topic. And then I look up the authors of those books and find like two or three interviews or podcast episodes or other sources other than the books. And for 1 month, I am a mentee of those three people. All I consume for that month is their content. I read their books. I listen to their podcasts. I watch their YouTubes. I try to make it so that all the information coming into my brain is from them. And it rewires my brain. It's like if you do a really intense focus like that, it totally rewires it. And I don't know what maybe that's not a mentorship program, but I think it is, especially when you're in those, you know, we've kind of done some differentiation of like the phases of what you're trying to learn and how kind of like basic the knowledge is versus nuanced the knowledge is. And especially in those early phases, those completely asynchronous distance mentor-mentee relationships can do a ton to really push you forward, in my experience.
I completely agree. And when you start to get into a little bit more of the abstract, the more management, the more leadership, things that are a little bit harder to go out and learn through, all of the content that's available. What I often recommend, so I host a weekly office hours, and it's a this is a practice that I implement myself, is find an organization, and within that organ, that you aspire to, somebody who's really executing well in your industry and in an area that you're really passionate about. Find the people on the team in that organization that are doing great work. Cold email them and say, "Hey, I like your work." Tell them why you appreciate and value what they're doing, and just ask them if they'll give you, 15 minutes of their time to tell you about what they do. You're not going to get 100% success rate, but you'll probably have close to a 25% success rate. People love to share the work that they do, especially from somebody who's genuinely curious. And if you want to keep that conversation, ongoing, tell them what you learned from it. Tell them how you're implementing it in your day-to-day life. Go back with additional questions. People are very willing to have an ongoing dialogue and invest a little bit of time in you if they actually see that there's some value coming from it. And I would then also encourage you to think of mentorship not only as somebody who's more senior than you. I sit in a pretty unique role where I get to talk to founders that are, very seasoned, and also, coming out of straight out of undergraduate because they're very passionate about a problem. And so I actively seek out people that are older and younger than me, because so much of the new engineering techniques, technology, is being defined by a much younger generation. And the people that have done it for 10, 15, 20 years in SpaceX or the big players, they sort of have their constructs that they're operating in, and they're not going to see necessarily how things are changing. And so it is really important to be willing to listen and learn from a younger generation as well. And so that conversation can really be a two-way dialogue, and you can learn as much as you can, take from one of these dialogues. Seika, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, it's a really great point. I advise a similar method of identifying individuals that you're particularly impressed with that align with the things that you're aiming to learn or develop yourself in, and reach out. I also I love your idea of asking your, the mentor you're recruiting to just tell you about them, right? Please teach Tell me a little bit about what you're doing. I'm interested in you because of XYZ, and I want to learn these things about you. Great advice to then tell them how you implemented what they taught. And I'd add, just to be very thoughtful with the questions that you're bringing to them, right? Put some thought into how you can utilize their entire expertise to ask a very targeted question and get their insights, their opinion, their thoughts. Do the upfront work so that you're able to really maximize the time. And that's a way to create a really fruitful mentorship relationship. I know that my mentor that I've had for a long time, and I call him regularly to talk about all sorts of business things. And it's someone that I respect in terms of how he navigates business, and I also just I respect his ethics and his morals, right? He's someone that helps me a lot with, if I've got a ethics compass question and I go, "Hey, what would you do here? What do you think here?" Right? And that's really important to me, that that's the sort of person that I call when I get into a spot that feels like a little gray area, and I go, "Okay, I know who I'll call." And being able to have someone like that you develop a long-term relationship with, helps you kind of navigate the nitty-gritty areas a bit more effectively.
Yeah. And I apply this technique actually when I'm talking to young founders. There's not, well, not young, any founder, there's not a lot of proof points to get to know them. And so I want to know, who are some of the people that you look up to, that you admire, and why do you admire them? And how have you learned from them? Because so much of building a company is learning in an unfamiliar space. And it just tells you a lot about who the individual is, how they're willing to develop themselves and listen, how proactive they've been. Any thoughts on, how mentorship can change over your career as, we approach, more senior phase of our career?
I mean, I think definitely just as you go through it, most kind of frameworks around coaching do break things up into, you know, earlier career, you're learning skills. Middle career, it's maybe more of that kind of strategic thinking stuff. Later career, it's more, you know, the leadership, the people skills, and often eventually it's becoming a mentor yourself. I think that's a big thing, is going through that phase of, and not even waiting until you're in the senior most levels. You don't have to wait till you're all the answers, but I think a big portion of pushing forward in your career is flipping the relationship and becoming the mentor as well, so that you can practice, you know, communicating, thinking differently, reminding yourself of what you didn't know when you were younger and that kind of stuff. And I think especially the more senior you get, I find that one of the most important things is staying connected to people who are earlier in their career, or lower on in the business, you know, more near the ground floor of the business. And so I think that's a really important part of mentorship as you get through your career.
Yeah, this also reminds me, Matt. I think in a previous episode, we were talking about how much, when you're brought in to create a training program, how much of the work that you do is in identifying the problem, right? You're helping bring clarity around the problem, and clarity is definitely a common theme we have here. I think mentorship also changes throughout your career as you gain clarity of about what you're targeting. What are you looking to work on? What areas of development do you have? And getting a lot of clarity around that so that you can identify what sort of mentors are going to guide you in the right direction, right? You could say, well, I want to be a successful business. There are so many different mentors. That's not enough clarity, right?
No,
We got to get
for sure.
so much more specific about what you need to work on and who you can look at as a model for that.
Absolutely.
I found oftentimes at the more senior levels, mentorship is often having somebody similar that can empathize with what you're doing, who's faced a really ambiguous situation, and just being able to like talk things out, because it can feel very isolating. You're sort of leading an organization. The decisions rest with you, right? And so oftentimes, the solution isn't known, but you have to make a call. And so to be able to share the weight of that decision with somebody, the CEO is sort of like the ultimate level, right? Like all decisions rest with you. And so that can be an incredibly isolating role. And so the ability to have somebody who's a peer can empathize with that and just, listen and share some perspective. So it sounds like wrapping everything up, it sounds like, there's sort of multiple flavors of mentorship. It can start with an apprenticeship. There's probably active mentorship happening in your day-to-day lives. There's an opportunity to stop, hit pause and sort of look at what that is and sort of be more proactive at appreciating it, managing it, fostering it. If there's very technical information that you're looking for, there's a lot of information out there and you can be very intentional about finding it. If you're feeling stuck and feel like you don't have a mentor, you could be very practical and say, here's three people that I admire. I'm going to go reach out to them today and tell them why. So I think that's a really inspiring sort of message, in that there's probably already a lot of support around you. Pay attention to it. And if you don't see it, you can go out and ask for it. And there's practical ways to do it. So this was great. I really enjoyed the conversation. I think mentorship's super important, and I appreciated everybody's insights.